Contact Center Focus, the reality training podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the final episode in the series on drives, discretion, roles, integrity, vision, environment. Get all of that right, and then you have self-worth. So this short episode, we're just going to talk about the outcome, which Bob said at the end of the last episode on environment, is that if you get these things right, you have a much better chance of having a healthy outcome about how you feel about yourself. So Bob, what do you take self-worth to be, and why do you think it's the outcome of drive?
I think many of us will often question our level of self-worth. Is what I'm doing valuable? Is what I'm doing worthwhile? Is what I'm doing motivational? Is what I'm doing giving me what I need for my life, if it's my job? And self-worth is something that only you, the individual, can judge. So it's a bit like fairness, really. If someone says to you, well, I'm being fair to you. Oh, are you? Only you, the individual, can define whether or not someone's being fair to you or not. So in these terms, I think these particular elements, if an organization works hard to get these things right, then I think the individual is more likely to judge that organization positively and want to contribute to the success of that organization. Now, it's only too easy, if you look at these five things and look at what goes wrong with them, to think how that might affect your feeling of self-worth. So let's take the first one as an example, Jeremy. If you are my subordinate, I'm your team leader, and I am controlling the discretion you have to make decisions. So why didn't you ask me a question about how you want to make a decision on something for a customer?
Oh, I've had a customer. He's had his soundbar delivered by us, and it's the second one we've sent that's cracked. So he's already spent $5,000 in various kit with us. So I'm going to send it to him. I'm going to give him 50% off because he's such a loyal customer. Do you think that's a great idea?
No, you're not going to do that. No. Just deal with the soundbar. And, just that's it. Don't worry. You're not giving him any money off. What do you think this is? You know, we're in business to make money.
And he's already spent $5,000.
So you'd be happy for that money to come off your bonus, would you? Okay.
It's 50% off the lowest cost item he's bought off us. It's $225.
Only I can decide on something like that. And I'm not going to give you that. I'm not going to give you the choice. So no, it's not going to happen.
My self-worth is almost peaking.
So when you take away that discretion, of course, you lower someone's self-worth, make them feel less invested in what it is they're doing. Now, the second one, we won't do it an example of, because it must be fairly obvious that if a superior misuses their role in a way that is negative towards anybody, for that matter, then that is clearly going to affect their self-worth. And that's the problem with hierarchy sometimes, is that the job function and the trappings that come with it, whether they be material and physical or just purely the ego, can affect the individuals who work under that person's self-worth, because that person misuses that power. That's what it is.
And in addition to misuse, making somebody continually play to their weaknesses becomes highly demoralizing if they're really poor at a certain task or something that they should carry out. Getting them to do it all the time makes them feel very low in themselves because they're not playing to their strengths. When you move on to integrity, I think what's important about self-worth here is you could have an individual who is, if we think of a lot of the work we do, working with leaders, they're getting the team to behave in the right way, and one other leader just doesn't check the team on this, lets them get away with it. It could be something so simple as punctuality, and the one team are always late. Everyone else is thinking we've got real integrity when it comes to this, but they haven't. The self-worth of that team actually drops. It's the same in child psychology that human beings require boundaries and they quite like them because they feel comfortable. When a leader removes the boundaries, teams actually fracture and their self-worth declines. So it's the same thing. And next, we're just going to say vision. If people are playing off to different visions, then again, I thought we were all connected here. I thought we all were connected in where we were going. What, you seem to have a very different vision that you think you just finish at 5 to 5 and get out of here. Well, that's not my vision. And so self-worth is going to decline there. You were going to come in there, Bob.
I think vision also has to be inspirational and possible. If you have something which is uninspirational and really not possible, then all of your staff's self-worth is going to plummet because they just don't believe in it. And that is, of course, going to contribute to a less effective and poorer working environment where everyone feels negative about what it is they're trying to do. Now, the consequences of getting these five things wrong are very simple. You will have a higher staff turnover if you don't get these things right. You will have lower morale if you don't get these things right. You will have a poorer commercial performance if you don't get these things right. And I think your contact center jobs will be at risk if you do not get some of these things right. That is how important it is to look at these drivers and think, okay, how can we make sure that there's improvements happening in these five areas right the way through? It may not be something you can do overnight, but it might be something you can do gradually over time that will improve. Because then, of course, the outcome will be a lower staff turnover, higher morale, higher performance. People's jobs and futures will not be at risk just by getting these key things right.
And if we turn to Maslow and we think about his hierarchy of needs, if you go on the self-worth level, so we know, of course, the first thing we need is psychological. We need breathing, food, water. Then we go to safety. Then we go to love and belonging. Esteem is higher than that. But very simply, self-esteem gives you confidence. You feel that you can achieve things, you respect other people, and you have respect of others. The highest possible peak of Maslow's hierarchy of needs means that you all feel that you have morality, you have creativity, you've got spontaneity, you're interested in problem solving, and a huge lack of prejudice and an acceptance of facts. So if we were to go one further than the drives model, it would be, how do we bring self-actualization to contact centers? And that's a really high aim. But for now, let's just feel extremely good about what we do. So that's it from me. Anything else from you, Bobby, to finish on the series?
Well, there's plenty of other podcasts on this sort of subject that we can do. But what I would urge you to do is, once you've heard these six podcasts, share them with your colleagues, share them with the managers. Make sure everyone's aware of them, because everyone has a responsibility for thinking, okay, how can I work on this? How can I work on that? These drivers give you a plan. I think they're a great basis for a plan. Please share them around your contact center. And if you get some of these things going for you, you will be a much more successful organization, guaranteed.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.